Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.
Julia Jacqueline, who joins you in the studio right now with a brand new song, which we'll be popping on in a second. But Julia, do you have any stories related to being involved in a crushing and humiliating defeat, as we were talking about before?
Yeah, it was quite painful at the time, but I was with a group, so we all felt the pain together. It was spread.
Oh.
But it was, I was in a dance group when I was 12. And we were in a Stedford, I think in Penrith, near Penrith Plaza.
Yeah.
And we were doing a routine in silver shorts, I remember, to get this party started by Pink. And we were the only dance troupe in the category. So there's literally just us. And they still gave us highly commended.
Oh, no.
Like they could have given us first place, second place, third place. There was no one else there. It was like, and I think back on it and I'm like, that was really cruel. We were children.
Is this triggering for you?
No. Yeah.
Julia Jacqueline, highly commended.
I mean, yeah, we weren't very good. I will admit that. We were pretty bad.
But still. Who's good at dance? It's not what New Stedford's about. It's about passion. It's about shorts and it's about glitter.
It's about hairspray, tights, being yelled at.
I'm disappointed that we don't see more dancing from you on stage now that I've heard more about it.
Well, now you know why. Now you know why I don't dance.
Yeah, so you've just come back from the States where you were touring around with First Aid Kit, did a bunch of shows with them, and it looked so fun. It looked like you had the most magical time. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was really fun tour, actually. I got to take my best buddy, Nick, who takes all my photos as well. And it was just kind of us following their tour bus in a little hire car. And, we were in the car together for like over 100 hours, just me and him. We drove basically from New York all the way up to Vancouver, like, but via New Orleans and San Diego. So it was like a long trip. Yeah, it was beautiful. Got to play in all these really nice old theatres and I got to sing a Neil Young song with them every night, which was like a real dream come true.
Wow.
And yeah.
After 100 hours, what was the most interesting thing you learnt about your co-driver?
There was many, many not suitable for the radio.
100 hours is so many hours.
It's a lot. Like, we had a lot of chats, a lot of really good chats, a lot of real friendship moments, you know?
Yeah, good tunes.
Tunes, yeah. Actually, we have a very different taste in music, so that was a bit of like a ooh. But it was...
Yours was mostly from Pink, him, get this party learned. Started.
Yeah.
So is it true that you keep a diary every day?
Yeah. Yep. Yep, that's what I do.
Like, well. Every night.
You see, when you don't have a day job, you don't have much to fill the daylight hours with.
Do you start every entry with the same thing? Do you say, like, dear diary?
Dear diary. It's Julia here. usually it's just it starts with like a very mundane, boring rundown of what I've already done that day. Like, I think if people took my diary and started reading, you know, the first entries, they'd be like, wow. She is boring.
So there's not so much feelings. It's more practical.
Oh, no. There's a lot of feelings. It's just that you have to get through the first page of just like, oh, I got in the car today and I drank a coffee and, oh, I saw a bird. And then it gets into the good stuff. But you have to persevere. So, yeah, anyone out there who's keen?
To read it? Please.
It's available.
We'd love to see it.
Veronica, Lewis, Triple J.